Because what I'd like to do is share with you a series of experiments. Experiments that are absolutely shaking the foundation of Western science and the way we understand our world today. And for those of you that perhaps may have had an aversion to science in the past, when you hear the word science, if your eyes glaze over or you start to get a little sleepy, this is fun science. This science is so amazing. It is so fun. The impact is so real in our lives that it makes us understand why we haven't looked at science from this perspective more times in the past. So I'd like to share with you three experiments. They were all performed in the early 1990s. There have been many experiments that are validating the kinds of things that I'm about to share with you. I've chosen these three as representative experiments. And if you're like me, you'd like to know where we're going. So I'm going to share with you now what the experiments are telling us. We'll go through the experiments and then I'll summarize precisely what it is that they've shown us. These experiments are telling us in the language of Western science, they're validating our most ancient and spiritual and cherished traditions. They're saying that something inside of our bodies literally is affecting the world around us, that time and distance have absolutely no bearing upon this. Whether we're in the same room or halfway around the world, the effect is the same. And perhaps most importantly, that we may choose when and how we implement this kind of power in our lives. How many of you liked science when you were in high school? Well, that's good. This is an exceptional audience. And a lot of audiences, when I talk about science, I see people's eyes get big and glaze over. This is a different kind of science. If science had been more like what we're doing here, I probably would have spent a lot more time in academics. There is so much going on in so many different avenues of research. The interesting thing is, many of the researchers, they find amazing results to their work, and they are unaware of the work that other researchers are doing. So the relationships and the connections in that work are only being made. These are three experiments that were performed in the early to mid-1990s. They're just being published in mainstream media. They're interesting. They are perhaps a different way of thinking about the way we view our world as isolated experiments. When we put three of these together, they begin to tell a story. And that story is what is shaking the foundations of Western science, not just physics, chemistry, geology, biology, the healing modalities. The peace of our world are all being linked to the experiments that you're about to see right now. Please do not be deceived by their simplicity, because everyone has a different background. I've done these. They're very high level. They are very broad. They're very general. I'll get specific in certain places. Some places they look almost like cartoons. Don't be deceived by those cartoon-like appearances. There are some very, very powerful concepts that are happening here.